are harmed by people's lifestyle choices and had other people commenting on them online. I actually was delighted to see them, to be honest with you. I think as I'm older I'm getting the more sensitive I finally become to animals. Anyway, the message from govegan.ie, the campaign, is that people simply aren't aware of the processes that are involved in animal farming and slaughter, and the posters are definitely getting people talking. Sandra Higgins, psychologist and founder of govegan.ie, joins us this evening. Good evening, Sandra, how are you?
Good evening, thank you for having me.
Not at all. Sandra, is it true that Paul McCartney said that if the abattoirs had walls, had glass walls, that we wouldn't be eating meat at all? Apparently it's so shocking.
That's right, yeah, it is. It's terrific, yeah. Yeah.
I've given up pork now about 8 months now, and I mean, I'm slowly but surely trying to give up meat, you know, because I think, as you're saying to me there, I don't know whether it's my bladder is closer to my eye and I'm much more sensitive now, but I just seem to think a lot more about where my food is coming from and how it's being brought to me.
Yeah.
And I wish that I had known about this when I was younger.
Yeah, look, that's what every vegan says. That's, you know, what we all say. We wish that we had known this years ago.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as soon as you find out, you go vegan. But actually, once you tune into that empathy and that sensitivity that you're talking about, you're really on the path. And when you discover the suffering, for example, in vivisection, and especially in the egg and dairy industry, you realise that it's even worse than meat, and they're also closely tied with the meat industry as well.
Yeah. The question on most people's lips, so Sandra, would be, and I actually know Sandra Davison, she's probably the world's most beautiful vegan. She grew up vegetarian and is now vegan. Is how do we look after ourselves? How do we get enough protein? You know, is it possible? You know, did you find it difficult?
Not at all, no. One of the examples I always give people is, you know, you look at a big animal like a cow, and, you know, people associate protein with red meat,
yeah, the
flesh that comes from a cow. Just look at where she gets her protein.
Grass.
She gets it from grass.
Yeah.
Plant foods have more than sufficient protein, and there are very high protein foods that are very easy to eat, like a lot of the soy products, legumes. Grains have protein.
Yeah.
It's a myth. A lot of the way we're living is myth rather than fact. And one of the myths is that we need animal foods to meet our nutritional needs.
You sound incredibly calm, Sandra, because I think if I were vegan, I would be absolutely vigilante. I think it'd be impossible to live with. You know, I mean, I would be really, really angry all the time.
Mm.
And you sound so chilled.
I suppose my specialty as a psychologist is the science of compassion.
Yep.
Where you become angry and overwrought is when you get stuck at the stage of empathy. Now, empathy is very important on the way, because we do need to step into their shoes to see what we're doing to them and to relate to the suffering that we're causing them from their perspective. But after that, once you become vegan, you're living a compassionate life, and you know that you're taking positive action, that you've withdrawn from supporting the products and the practices that harm others. And that very act gives you a sense of inner peace.
Gosh, maybe I should try that. Orla Walsh joins us. Orla is our dietitian at the Dublin Nutrition Institute. Evening, Orla, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Now, Orla, you know all about what the good food and bad food and what it does to us. How do you feel about the whole protein thing with meat and, you know, for children or for older people, you know, what would you advocate, you know, if somebody wanted to be vegan and you had a problem with it?
Well, in terms of being vegan, I suppose you have to know a fair bit about nutrition just to make sure that it is, in fact, a balanced diet. Often you'll have to supplement vitamin D, and often you'll have to supplement vitamin B12. But if you do those two things and you're careful about balancing each and every meal, you can have a full diet. Now, that's not the case in some instances. People go on a vegan diet without doing enough research or without seeing a dietitian for advice on the topic, and this will result in unbalanced diets and often illnesses due to this. You know, there's certain things that just people need to be more wary of. When it comes to meeting protein requirements, absolutely you can meet it on a vegan diet, but again, you have to be knowledgeable on the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've got vulnerable adults or children, you know, you have to be even more careful. So, for example, if you gave only a few, like, around a deck of cards like portion of meat to an older person, they'd be meeting their protein requirements at that meal, and they might not be able to consume enough lentils or enough pulses to meet the protein requirements at that particular meal, and that would lead to lean muscle loss and bone loss as well. So there's certain, I suppose, people, whether they be younger people growing or older people who are trying to maintain lean mass, where it becomes more challenging. It can be done, but it is more of a challenge because getting an older person to drink a pint of soy milk at one sitting might be too much for them. And although that pint would give enough protein for that meal, it can be too much of a volume for an older person or even for a younger person. So I guess it's a very individual situation, and you just have to be careful to be meeting all the requirements.
Yeah, I see. So on about the balance with Orla. Orla, thanks for that.
Thanks a million, Dad.
Sandra, listen, good luck with the campaign. It's certainly getting people talking. I'm very glad that people are talking about it. And hopefully it goes well for you. Thanks very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Sandra Higgins, psychologist, and Sandra of GoVegan.ie.
If you're vegan, let us know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
how did you go, and how did you feel about it? And I find it fascinating. Anyway, 5710 for 20 cents. Let's check in with England for sport.
Yeah.